But now I will start. Okay, we're live.
Live.
Here with Lamb Chop, and this happens to be a finals matchup. What a coincidence.
I mean, when you messaged me weeks ago saying we should just wait until we meet in the finals, I thought you were crazy, but you were right.
My juggernaut of a team just could not be stopped.
I always am. With Mac Jones and Drake May as your quarterbacks, I was looking at you.
That doesn't sound right. Who's Mac Jones?
I'm pretty sure, yeah, you're just picking up random players. Because you missed the entire draft,
it does
right?
feel like that, yeah.
So if you win, which you will not, is this your best feat of managing yet?
Yes. I've been maestro behind the scenes to make up for missing the draft. I've made so many moves that I can't even describe that it paid off.
So the good news for maybe ever in the league who doesn't realize I'm in the finals is if I win this year, I will allow us to end the league. I will let myself be the champion.
Honestly though, if I win, I think it's also cause for ending the league because.
No,
this
why?
Is a shambolic season for me, and I'm in the finals.
Yeah, your team sucks. If I
they
was,
are
I'd
horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, like where I'm trying to. Where did you finish regular season in points scored? It was definitely not as high.
In points scored, no, but you know, it's all about that fantasy defense sometimes.
Well, I haven't pulled expected wins. I maybe should, but you want to guess where you finished points scored, like rankings wise?
I'm going to guess middle of the pack.
You were 10th out of 12.
Ugh.
Not great for finals team. I was 7th out of 12. So this might be the worst finals matchup of all time.
That's pretty awesome.
We're both below average teams.
Well, mine is far below average.
Yeah, you were ahead of Moose and Shockingly Vigo, who usually kind of tries but had a pretty bad season.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd be ever to recover from losing my starting quarterback, David Carr. But, you know, perseverance.
Yeah, that one must have been rough. anyway, you did not have a great showing last night. I'm feeling pretty good after the Thursday night game.
Ugh, I know. I made the mistake of looking. And are we doing the two-week thing or do
we
have a chance to make it back?
You want to make our own rules? What do you want to do? 1 week or 2 weeks?
I don't remember what the rules of this stupid league are.
The rules are 2 weeks. But if we both agreed to 1 week, I think Anton would allow it. He wouldn't have a choice.
No, I'm going to go 2 weeks. I have no chance if we do 1 week.
You want to just drag this out even further?
I mean, I'm not going to pay attention.
I watched most of the game last night rooting against your players. I did my part as a fantasy manager.
Good job. I'm just glad I remembered there was a Thursday game.
Yeah, fair. All right.
This is more than enough football talk.
We're at the limit, fantasy football. I'm in the finals, Tron. Deal with it. If I win, I'm making my own prize for first place. I don't care what the rules are agreed to. Anyway, Lamb Chop, how are you doing?
How are you doing? I'm fine. I'm fine. Heading to Toronto on Monday to visit my in-laws. So that's a ball.
Your wife's Canadian?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's from Toronto.
Do you get Canadian citizenship for marrying her?
I probably could. I don't know. My kid has Canadian citizenship.
Interesting. Yeah. So if you wanted to like flee the country in the Trump second term, you could do it pretty easily.
Yes, it is definitely not off the table fully, but we've also realized you get paid way less in Canada and everything's more expensive. So that part kind of sucks.
Could you not just keep your job and work remotely?
Not my company. My company is US only.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Cool. Going to Canada.
Yeah.
You still have just the one kid or any more little chops out there?
Nope, just the one kid. Pretty fun. He's 2 years old and he's a delight.
I don't believe any of that, but go on.
He's adorable and fun.
What's his name?
Sure.
What?
Asher.
Oh, the first time I only heard sure. Like, I didn't, you were just going to tell me his name, but not actually tell his name.
Asher, okay. I decided to go Jew name.
Asher, 2 years old. Okay. How did he do over the summer with all the other Tron children? Children of Tron chat children? What's the term?
I don't know. Trunchillin. He did well. He was the youngest, so he loved it. He loves being around the older kids, so he had a fun time. He did not love going to the middle of Wisconsin, but you know, that's where everyone was, and it was fun.
Yeah, how do you feel as the one trans guy that did not marry like a Midwestern gal that you have to get dragged out there to meet everyone?
No comment. I wanted to see everyone, so that part was fun. Actually, Michelle more than anyone wanted to go out and meet everyone because she hadn't met most of them.
I think Noah said that, and I found that hard to believe.
She met you before she met most of those guys, which is hilarious.
Well, I remember. Well, she met me on she came on the podcast like a few years ago because we had a competition to see who could like speak the most Amazon language. And then we met in person. We had dinner that time in Seattle, and I was there 4 years ago. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh. Wow. So was I her first introduction to the world of trons?
No, she had met Priest already, I think.
But that's smart.
Meet anyone else?
Like, that's leading with like your best 2 feet, like Priest and Narf. Like obviously have her meet us before you let her meet like Anton.
Exactly. But she did get to meet Anton and his family prior to the Midwest trip because Anton and Libby and Sasha came out to Seattle earlier that summer or in the summer.
Like specifically to see you, or they just wanted to go to Seattle?
I think Libby was going to a wedding and the rest of them came.
No. Okay. So to be clear, you alone are not a draw for Anton to come to Seattle. That's what you're saying? Oh,
clearly not. Yeah.
I've been a couple times since we had dinner that time, but I've been too busy to actually reach out to you. I was there.
That's fine.
I was there on election day this year, which was like fucking miserable because my flight back was like a red eye.
And everything. That does sound terrible.
Yeah, it was really not fun.
Everyone was sad.
Yes. There were a few people on the flight that like kind of looked happy and I hated them, but it was tough to tell. Like a flight from Seattle to Philly is probably going to lean pretty Democratic, one would assume. I'm doing a lot of work with Starbucks now, so I've been out a couple times to go to Starbucks headquarters. I'm assuming you've never been there, but it's nice. They have like a giant Starbucks in the ground floor.
Yeah, no, I have a friend who used to work there. I've been there once.
Oh, cool. Yeah, there's like massive giant Starbucks that's free if you work there.
In the middle of nowhere.
I think it's just free if you show up anyway, because they didn't like charge us anything for it. I don't know.
Well, I don't know the deal anymore, but I know he told me they used to always have every meeting, they brought in coffee tasting. Which is crazy to me.
Okay.
So don't be super hopped up on caffeine.
No, they did that for us, but I assume they were like just like putting on airs. They don't do that for like internal meetings, do they?
He said they did.
Okay. So for us,
crazy.
I've been there twice to their headquarters, and both times, like before the meeting starts, they have like, I guess a barista. I don't know who it is, but like it feels like you're in a fancy restaurant and it's like a sommelier like explaining the wine to you. They're like, this is our like Thanksgiving roast, and it has you can like notes of like chestnut, and like try this, and we pair it with like our spiced pumpkin bread. It was like a whole like to do of like they like make us all drink this coffee, and like I mean I said no, I don't drink coffee, and they kind of looked at me strange, but I'm not gonna like break my rules.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was weird. There's no way they do that for every internal meeting. There's like a million internal meetings a day. That's not possible.
I don't know.
Okay. Does your wife still work at Amazon?
Yes.
Remind me what she does.
She is a product manager in Alexa Music.
Oh, I use Alexa all the time.
We have a million annoying devices all over our house.
Yeah. Does she? She must have been there a long, long time now, right?
She's getting up there. I think she's somewhere approaching 10 years, which is crazy long at Amazon.
And she still loves it, or she hates it?
She can't leave. Oh, she hates it.
That's what I thought. I thought she needed it like 3 years
ago. Oh, yeah. She still hates it.
So why doesn't she leave?
I mean,
as someone who I actively hate my job so much and haven't left, so I guess I get that.
Yeah. It's hard. You know, they have ways of keeping you there.
Yeah. Also, like, interviewing for jobs sucks. And, like,
you got to find it. She hates that.
You got to find a new job that wants to hire you and pay you the monies and let you podcast on the side. So it's not all that.
Exactly. And also, all that kind of fun stuff. But she's constantly tempted to try and go, but she doesn't really want to do the job search part of it all.
Why don't you hire her at whatever your company does is?
We could not afford her. Not even close. We also just did another fun round of layoffs last week. So we laid off I think about 20-25% of the company last Wednesday. So, or two Wednesdays ago, maybe at this point now.
Were you a part of like the planning for this?
A lot. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, to a degree. I was involved. Sounds I was in the loop. I didn't like plan who was involved or not. I did do my own scheming to not be included, and so that worked out.
Yeah, but like, in hindsight, would you have rather been laid off? Like, would you have gotten a good severance package and just kind of chill?
No, I wouldn't have rather that, because I changed roles as a part of it, and I kind of am into what I'm going to be doing. But the severance would have, I don't know how enticing that would have been necessarily. It would have been through February, which isn't bad, but
yeah,
I don't think I would have wanted that necessarily.
I've been through probably like 5 rounds of layoffs at GoFund, and the most recent one I was very, very close. The most recent one was May. I was very close to like opting into the severance package, and then like last minute I decided not to. It's like, oh, I'll just stay. I'd rather have the certainty of a job, and like, but I like greatly regret that decision. I wish I'd taken it.
It's a bummer. If there wasn't this role that I was interested in taking, I probably would have been fine going. But you know,
but like, what did you see how things do? I don't like what you guys do.
Yeah, we're. Are you familiar with Facebook Marketplace?
I'm familiar with Facebook, I guess. Marketplace, like, is that just like random Facebook moms selling stuff to each other?
I'm sure there are moms, but there are other people too. But yeah, it's a classified platform, so it's like Craigslist essentially, but done much better, and we're similar. So it's just literally buying and selling stuff, and then my company does that, and we've recently, in the last couple of years and last couple of months, expanded into jobs and service providers and rentals, like apartment rentals and things like that. So
how are you better than Facebook Marketplace or any site where you buy and sell stuff? There's a lot of those. Like Amazon, you buy and sell stuff. I guess you don't sell stuff to Amazon.
Yeah, so that's not at all comparable.
That's fair. That's fair.
It's a consumer-to-consumer buying and selling is the core of it. So the experience in theory is better than Facebook Marketplace, but that's true in some places and not in others. We're also very broad versus, you know, more niche platforms where you might buy and sell just clothing or cars or whatever other bullshit.
If people buy from you,
we're a platform.
Correct. You're just a platform. Platform. So you don't do your own fulfillment, right? Do you do like fulfillment for your sellers or no?
Nope. It is just a platform. It's mostly consumer to consumer.
Got it.
So no stupid logistics, no owning inventory, very low risk in terms of capital.
What like what types of items are like really popular? That like what do people buy and sell?
Cars. Cars are high. Furniture's high.
So people use it for like used cars. You mean?
Yeah. Because you keep all the money. You don't have many. There are no fees. There's.
You guys must charge. You must charge fees, no?
We charge people to list more than 2 cars. This is not interesting to most people listening to this right now. If I know you're interested, I guarantee most people
are. All right, fine.
The business model, I could get into it with you, but...
Do you want to hire me?
We make money off of businesses is really the idea. And
okay, fine.
Not
that's
the
fine.
Consumers. Yeah.
Also... Let's not overstate. Very little of what goes on this podcast is interesting to the listener, so I wouldn't set the bar at that interested in that, any of the podcasts.
That's a fair point.
It to an extent, it like always surprises me that people actually listen to these, right? Like when I post them and like Moose like references like some joke in the podcast, I'm like, wow, like I didn't think anyone would listen, but somehow, like 15 years later, people still do. So guess I'm doing
except Bigo.
Yeah, Vigo doesn't listen. Vigo does not listen. And I don't think Yoni has listened this year. Yoni's been 100% radio silent in every attempt I've made to get him to come on the podcast. So
that's because he's been exposed to the fraud this year. And, you know, he's not that good at fantasy football. So he just disengaged.
Yeah, because if he doesn't draft his team, he can't just make up for it. Like,
Like a true elite manager like myself, who's done that the last like 5 years, Yeah, the draft's not that important. It's what you do after the fact.
You haven't missed the draft every year for 5 years, I don't think, have you?
And probably must have missed it like 3 or 4 out of the last 5 years.
You've only had a kid for 2 years. You've had no excuse beyond that.
Because you always whine that you wanted to be as close to the start of the season as possible. I'm always on vacation around that time. That's when we do our vacations.
That's when you do your vacations. All right.
Shoulder season, man. You get good deals.
Okay. But to wrap up, you do not want to hire me at your job. Are you sure?
I mean, we just laid off a lot of people, so we don't really have any openings. I don't think you have any. Are you a logistics dude? We don't do that.
I can do it. First of all, don't pigeonhole me. I can do anything. Are you guys, do they only hire in Seattle or are you guys remote?
No, we're heavily not remote anymore. We were indifferent, but now we don't really want to do that. No, definitely not. Also, like, you're in some of our weakest market areas. Philadelphia is not good for us, so that's not helpful.
All right, fine. Any other life point rankings you want to officially update for the record?
I got in a car accident and totaled my car, so I had to buy a new car. That was the first.
Did you buy it through your company?
Fuck no. I'm kidding. I'm buying new cars.
Okay, that's fair. I guess that's not, what, were you at fault in the accident or no?
No. My wife was driving, but she was not at fault. But we did have airbags deployed, car got totaled, all that fun stuff. So that was not fun.
Was Asher in the car?
He was not, thankfully. That would have been scary. You know, he was at home and we were out to dinner with some friends. So we need to buy a new house, but we haven't.
I don't think any of these are official points.
No. Yeah, I don't think I have any good official points. No.
It's really like people that had new kids or like got a dog. I don't actually know how the points
work. We already had the dog. My dog just wiped his butt on the floor. Is that points?
I don't know. There's no official ranking system.
Okay. What's next on the rundown?
There's no rundown. Why do people think there's a rundown?
Oh, I assumed you were hosting this.
Oh God, that's too much work. When are you coming to Philly next?
I have no plans. We were there earlier this year.
Why don't you let me know? Your parents don't live here?
They do. Actually, amusingly, they live on Washington Square. I think across from where you used to live.
I used to live right on Washington Square.
Yeah, I think they're on the opposite side.
They live in one of the
St. Andrews? Does that sound right? Something like that? High rise.
One of the buildings, that's the newer one. That's like the nice one.
It's actually not that nice, but it is relative.
It's what? It's not nice or
something? It's not that nice. But yeah.
It's nicer than outside compared to the one that I lived in.
Yes, that's true.
I don't know if it's St. Andrews. It's St. something. It's on the corner of like 7th and the park. It's like between 7th and 8th, and I live in 6th.
Right. I went up to you had me over.
I went up there once. As you were saying this, I was like, how did Lamb Chop know where I used to live? I have no memory of this. When did I do what?
I don't know. I like popped over and watched football one time when I was visiting my parents or something like that. This was many, many a year ago.
Yeah, that would make sense as the interaction. I like remember these things. Was it just us or were there like other talks there or something?
I'm pretty sure it was just us.
Oh, man. Okay. Hope it was fun. I don't really have any memory of this. I do remember, I think someone sometime in the last like 5 years, you hung out with me and Frogger in Boston and we watched football at like Frogger's apartment in Boston. I remember that. Okay.
That was after this other incident.
Yeah, I imagine it was when I lived in Boston, which was like 2018 to like 2022. Yeah. But my guess is it's somewhere in that range. Okay. So you came to Philly, but you don't want to come see my new house? It's nice. Better than that apartment was.
I'm sure. I don't spend long in Philly when I come. Wait, where is it? Where are you?
Lower Merion, home of Kobe Bryant.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
It's actually snowing outside right now for the first time. It is a magical evening. We'll see. Although my job gets 100 times harder in the snow, so I hate the snow.
You know, I used to play Lower Marion for school sports growing up.
Did you play against Kobe?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you probably didn't play basketball. What did you do?
No. We didn't have ultimate. Early in high school, I did wrestling, but stopped that. Eventually, I did soccer a little, but was bad at that. And then I did volleyball later.
You guys in high school volleyball?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Yeah.
Interesting. And that led you to ultimate. So speaking of ultimate.
Varsity. Yeah.
One, for all the listeners, my team just won PATA Indoor Fall League, the most prestigious league there is. So I was very pumped about that. I actually have a video of the entire game that if anyone's interested, I can send. It's awesome. But more importantly, where do you stand on Operation We're Going to Wildwood this year?
Hard pass.
Really?
Yeah, I have no interest in going to Wildwood.
Are you aware that two of your three only friends have already committed to say yes?
Yeah, but there's no draw to me to go to Wildwood. I feel like the last time I went... I just saw them, you know, it was okay at best.
Yeah, but you got dragged out to like Nebraska to see them. Wouldn't you rather see them in Wildwood?
Wildwood's even farther.
Yeah, but it's a real place at least.
Ugh, is it? It's New Jersey.
No, if Wildwood's a real place, it's a bit of a guess. It's really not.
I don't play Ultimate anymore. And the last times I did at Wildwood, I was really bad as well. And so like that doesn't have much draw.
Okay, but it's not till the summer, so I'm sure there's like a Seattle like spring league you can play to get back in shape.
How about you all come out to Potlatch instead?
I've heard of that, but that's like one that doesn't. It's not a beach tournament, right? It's like a real tournament.
And honestly, I have no idea. I doubt it's beach because we don't have beaches.
Yeah, highly doubt it's beach. no.
Or like in the woods or something.
Just to recap, I don't remember I think we have myself, Frogger, Hudson, Moose, Noah, Lionel, and Randall committed. So like we have a team. You don't want to be a part of that group. That's what you're saying.
If you guys update the plans that instead of going to Wildwood, we just go to Atlantic City for the weekend, I might be interested.
Dude, I went to a bachelor party in Atlantic City like 6 months ago. It is just it's miserable there. You'd rather go to Wildwood than Atlantic City.
Fine. That's
Atlantic City that is may be so true. Much worse than it used to be, and it was really never great to begin with.
Okay, fine. That might be true.
You don't have to play Ultimate. It's like a fun weekend on the beach with your friends. What's not to love?
Is it? I don't like being on the beach. It's so hot and sandy.
It's a weekend on the beach, for sure. I agree. Beaches are too hot. If there could be no sun and less hot, it'd be so much better. But you also need the water to be warm enough to go in the ocean, so I'm not sure how that'll work physically, like physics-wise, but we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I'm not particularly interested in Wildwood.
Even if Anton said yes.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that would say yes that would change your mind? What if Michelle wanted to come? Does she play? Does she want to come?
No, she doesn't play. I doubt she wants to come either.
Do you want to ask
her? Yeah, I mean, you have a much better chance of getting her to say yes than me, probably.
Probably. She okay. That's fine. We don't need you either.
Okay. Well, clearly, I wouldn't contribute very much.
Yeah. Do you ever expect to play Ultimate again in your life? It sounds like no.
As a maybe, but I don't know.
When's a better opportunity?
When it's not far from my house.
Yeah, but in theory, you're only going to have like more kids and more annoying kids in the future. Like your life's not going to get easier. Like having one kid how old will he be by the summer? Like three?
Two and a half.
Yeah, that's like a perfect time to like leave and leave him with Michelle for a while and come back. It's as easy as it gets, like one kid.
Again, I'd be up for doing that. I don't necessarily want to go to Wildwood with that weekend away.
So you're saying we should do live draft?
Yes, live draft I would be much more open to.
If we pivoted this to live draft at Yoni's house, which is equally far away for you.
No, I'm not going to fucking Yoni's house. That guy doesn't deserve that.
Yeah, that's true. But there's nowhere else to do live draft. Although in theory,
there are tons of places to do live. Just go anywhere in the middle or somewhere fun and rent a house. It's not hard.
I guess that is true. In theory, we could do that. But we're obviously never going to live draft. Like we were never going
to
do it.
Of course not. That would require someone to organize it and drive it, and that's not going to happen.
I don't even think it's the hard part. I think the harder part is no one cares about drafting or football or the league.
That also.
Like 10 years ago, the majority of people like kind of cared or actually cared and followed football. We still never even got close.
Mm-hmm. We should just do what we did for Tron Chat, just rent a cabin somewhere and pretend we're going to draft and just hang out. That was fun. And if there weren't kids and wives there, that would have been more fun.
I mean, obviously it'd be more fun without kids and wives, but that part's hard. Where do you stand? Are you're completely anti-NFL? Like, do you follow the Eagles or no?
No, I don't follow.
You know, we're 12-2. Like,
if they, I think I heard that. If they get into the playoffs, or, you know, depending on how they do in the playoffs, I might watch a game.
Well, they've already clinched the playoffs, so they will be in the playoffs.
I mean, but I'm not going to watch the first game of that. Like, if they get deeper into the playoffs, I'd probably watch the game if I had nothing else going on. But, yeah, I haven't been following it all this year.
You shifted all your attention to the Sixers and how great they are?
Oh, my God. Well, the answer is yes, and because that quickly imploded, it means I have a lot more free time.
First of all, they will be fine once Joel Embiid's sinus unbreaks. I've actually only watched like part of like maybe two or three games max this year. I've done very little Sixering because
it makes me so sad. I was so ready at the beginning of the season, and it immediately was just horrid.
Yeah, this was the most hope I'd had in forever. Yeah. And I was
pretty down on it too.
I'm not giving up. Like, I still think like it's so easy to make the play-in game that if like everyone just comes back healthy in like March, we'll make it. But who knows? It
just doesn't seem like that. We lost McCain or whatever his name is. McCain.
Yeah. Or McCain. Is it McCain? Yeah, it's McCain. Yeah, but like he was playing great in like a nice bonus, but in theory, like, we were not counting on anything from him this year. Like, the team should be good without him. If, like, all the other players...
Are they not? I thought they don't get along or something, I heard.
Yeah. Well, in theory, they get along. And also, I heard Nick... call each other out. So, I don't know.
Oh. Hard love or whatever. I thought I heard that Nick Nurse doesn't really care anymore. After one season.
Yeah, I don't think they like Nick Nurse. And Embiid is apparently, like, late for everything and doesn't care, which is, like... You wouldn't necessarily have to know that to assume that just based on every interview he's ever given or like his personality. And Paul George is probably like, why the F did I choose to come here as opposed to being in LA? So, yeah, good times.
That was spite. So, you know, it made sense.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't follow like, you're a Premier League guy, right?
I follow that. That team I follow is also consistently disappointing, but like not so bad that you stop watching. The team I follow is very up and down, so they get you excited, then they crush you.
You're Tottenham?
Yep. Yeah. They just like to go up and down like crazy. That's who I've been following more so.
Yeah.
Didn't
you try to do like a fantasy premiership Tron League for like a year or two? Did that actually exist or did I make that up?
We did. Yeah, we did it one or two times. We did it once where we tried to do it like fantasy football style where you like had mutually exclusive players and it was like stats based and it was way too hard and the interface was terrible. So that was bad. Then I think we tried doing the other more common fantasy soccer way where it's like you're just trying to draft your best starting lineup with like a fixed budget.
Like what are the stats besides goals and assists? Like what do you actually score on?
I think you get negative points for cards. I don't even remember honestly.
Like do they track like pass completion rate or like dribbles or shit like that? I don't actually know what stats are in soccer.
There are actually a lot of stats, but whether they're in that, I don't know. Like there's definitely like pass completion rates and like take on rates and you know key passes and all these like weird things that sound kind of subjective but they measure them that way.
Okay. Fair
enough. Duels won.
Okay. Anyway,
thank you. Are you still following any of your soccer? Or are you giving that up now?
I have not watched much. I follow the box scores. The two guys I sit with at work, like, follow really closely and, like, talk about it all the time. So I do try to follow a little bit, like, keep up with them. But I've not really watched much.
Premier League or
The two guys I work with, they follow, like, everything. So they talk Premier League, Champions League, like, the big five leagues plus Champions League. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't call those you wouldn't say, like, big six leagues, would you? You'd say, like, big five plus Champions League.
Yeah, because Champions League isn't really a European league exactly. It's a whatever, the super cross league thing. I don't know. I'm using a terrible way of describing it, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was in France in it was like spring break. It was either March or April last year, I remember, and went to like a PSG versus Marseille game. And that was super fun. Mm-hmm. And I like texted those guys a picture of it. They were like super jealous. That's like cool. They like knew all the like players on Marseille. I was like, oh wow, like you probably follow a lot. That's what you know.
That I do not know.
Although, like, I forget if I said it in the pod or not. Like, I will say, like, going into it, like, multiple people warned us, like, this is going to be the craziest sporting event of your life. Like, be careful. Like, you could legitimately like get mugged or like punched or hurt or whatever. It's going to be like, drunk by everyone. Like, I did not think it was anything worse than an Eagles game. Like,
most folks don't. Who say that have not been to American sports events and also particularly like events in like the Northeast, I would say.
Yeah, like sure. Like it was rowdy. There are a lot of people, but like if you've been to like a Northeast sporting game, it was not dissimilar to that at all. I wouldn't say.
Right.
If anything, it's actually calmer because they like, they have some rule where they like can't sell beer inside, like, or it's like very limited. So like everyone got like wasted pre-gaming, but then once you're inside, like everyone stops drinking. So you kind of like calm down a little bit, or at least that was, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. I can imagine.
Okay. Chops, did you bring a Tron ranks?
I did.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Anything else that I missed before we get to that in the official rundown?
I don't know. I don't think so.
There's no rundown.
Yeah, no. I was up all night, so I'm tired, so I can't even remember. Okay, here are my Tron ranks. I decided to go a little festive because it is the festive time of the year. So you are familiar, I imagine, with the Dickensian classic, A Christmas Carol, starring the Muppets.
Loosely familiar, yes.
Okay, so in that book, there's this old miserly guy. He gets visited by three spirits and, you know, something happens and he's like better for it. He buys some homeless kid a goose. So three spots, three spirits.
Oh, okay.
Your top and bottom, Tronner for the Ghost of Christmas Past, Ghost of Christmas Present, and Ghost of Christmas Future. That is the Tron ranks.
Okay. So what is the goal of the ghosts?
Like, you know, I thought about this and like I can go first and then you can choose to either use my interpretations or not.
Okay.
That's a good thing. The question, like, is it you want to achieve the goals they have, or is it just you're going to want to hang out with someone in a big rope for a while? You know, these are the kind of questions you should think about. Okay.
Yeah. So also, if you pick someone as a ghost, are you implying that like they're a ghost forever and you can never hang out with them in real life? So is there some like game theory to that, or am I overthinking it?
You know what? You can think about it however you want. I did not choose to think about it that way. I use more of a magical realism approach of like, this is in its own world. Okay. So I'll go in chronological order, of course. So Ghost of Christmas Past. These are my bottoms I'll start with. So who do I think is the worst of all of us for Ghost of Christmas Past? So the Ghost of Christmas Past takes you to the past to show you like all the things you did bad when you were younger and make you regret them and teach you lessons about how you need to make right and could have been a better person, right? Okay, well, I don't want you need a little gravitas and a little, you know, leg to stand on if you're going to be the Ghost of Christmas Past telling me about the things I did in college that weren't good that I need to learn for. So my bottom is you, Narf, because I don't think you can tell me, because I'll be like, you're over there peeing on some black guy in a hole. What are you telling me?
No one said that publicly on a podcast. No one said that. No one said that.
I'm like, I can't take you seriously. You'd be a terrible Ghost of Christmas Past to teach me those lessons. All right. Next, Ghost of Christmas Present. They're going to take you to, you know, your see what's going on and what you're missing out on because of the bad values you have and, like, how you should be valuing different things right now because you're missing out on important things in life and not valuing your relationships and things of that nature. So the bottom Ghost of Christmas Past for me is someone who I don't think is going to teach me any of those lessons, and that's Vigo. And that's because he's just going to take me to New Jersey and be, like, looking up at stars and be like, hey, do you think that's a drone? Hey, that's a drone. He's just gonna be so focused on those New Jersey drones. He's not gonna be teaching me any lessons.
Are New Jersey drones a thing? Am I missing something?
Oh my God. Okay, that's let's put a pin on that. Everyone else can tell you fill you in on that one.
Is Vigo into drones?
Well, you seriously haven't heard about this, Nerf?
No.
Okay, you go Google that after we get off the phone.
Okay.
Our president elect has commented on it.
I can't listen to him. Okay.
Okay. And Ghost of Christmas Future, that's the one who's supposed to, like, scare you straight and be like, there's your tombstone, like, change or else. And so it's a bit, you know, intimidating, like, harrowing, kind of scared straight stuff. And so my bottom there, I put Moose because he's just too positive. I don't think I can take him seriously with that, like, kind of intimidation and, like, trying to get me to rethink everything and the decisions I'm making. Yeah, he wouldn't do it for me. He'd be too, like, corn-fed, like, jolly.
Okay.
So that's my bottom rationale.
Okay, so I'll have to do my bottoms, and then we'll do tops. So, okay. Yeah. So the point is, the Ghost of Past is supposed to tell you what you did wrong in your past. The Ghost of Present is supposed to show you what you're doing wrong in your present. And the future is supposed to show you what you do wrong in the future. That's basically it.
That's my cursory understanding of the text.
Okay, of the text. Perfect. So my bottom for Ghost. Wait, why did a bunch of hearts just show up? Did you see that?
No. What?
Okay, a bunch of, like, hearts just showed up on the Skype screen.
Maybe a ghost is visiting right now.
Yeah, I don't know if I like this at all. It happened again. Are you doing this? You're doing this. Oh, it's a react button. You're definitely doing this. God damn it. Okay. It is you, right? If you do it again, I'm going to know it's you. Okay. You definitely threw off my concentration here. So my Ghost of Christmas, my bottom for Ghost of Christmas Past is going to be Frogger. And I don't like putting Frogger in the bottom, but sometimes he needs it. But if I'm thinking about, like,
usually a Frogger on top, you're saying?
Yeah, I definitely like Frogger on top more. All the mistakes I made in college, he also probably made the same mistakes in college, like how we used to run C-Storia together and probably all the other dumb stuff we used to do. So he would have nothing to say to me, right? Like, he did all the same things. Like, it wouldn't be helpful to help me go back and improve upon my college life. Ghost of Christmas Present. So, who right now could show me my values are wrong? All right, but who'd be bad at doing that for me? I mean, you put Vigo. I guess I gotta use Vigo for one of these because I could never imagine, like, Vigo giving me any, like, constructive criticism or feedback and me taking it seriously whatsoever. I guess that could be now or future. I don't know if it matters. I'll go Christmas Present. I guess because the Jersey drones and all that shit too. I'm not copying it for the exact same reason. I just couldn't let Vigo, like, Vigo couldn't explain to me what I was doing wrong. I wouldn't listen to him. And he wouldn't know.
You can't give my reasons because you don't understand what I was talking.
Yeah, fair. Ghost of Christmas Future. So who's going to show me my future and be like, I fucked up my life and be bad at that? I'm going to go Anton. It feels fitting that, like, Anton would be the ghost at the end of my life showing me everything I did wrong. But again, like, he's going to be way too critical and I'm not going to listen to him. And in fact, anything he's going to say, I'm probably going to, like, get defensive and try to go the other way. So I'm not going to listen to Anton either. So my bottoms would be Frogger, Vigo, Anton.
Gotcha. Nice.
Okay.
Let's go to the top. So
yeah, I just did it.
Oh, that made me feel good in all those hearts. Somewhat similar to your rationale, but my top for the past to make me feel judged and criticized is Anton. He's elite at that. You know, he's good at it. And, you know, it's pretty straightforward, I think.
But you need someone that will make you want to improve. Anton doesn't make you want to improve. He just makes you feel bad about yourself.
No, see, I think for the past, you just need to feel bad about yourself. The present needs to make you want to improve.
Okay.
Which is a great transition. Segue. My present. Someone who would make me want to improve, whose disappointment in me would hurt the most. Kind, empathetic, shows me like what I'm missing out on in life, and that I have a CB. Good old choir boy. I think he just like he makes me want to be a better CB? Person.
Yeah. You got CB for empathetic and kind?
Yeah.
I mean, he's nice.
Yeah. You have him as kind? I mean, he's nice, but kind?
Okay. These are your choices. Like, that's
they,
fine.
They are my choices. Okay, and finally, for future, someone who really intimidate you in that big robe and like scythe or whatever thing that guy was holding. So I just went with physical attributes here, and I went with Ed.
I was thinking that too. Okay.
I do, but an important caveat, Ed with facial hair. If he had that baby face going, I could not take him seriously. So like he's got to have the facial hair going and like kind of a glower. So that's why I went top. So my top again, past Anton, present CB, future Ed.
Okay. I was thinking Ed future for literally the same physical characteristics reason, so now I'm going to have to mix that up. So, okay, so past, you're saying I need someone who would make me feel bad about myself, and that's basically it. I mean, like, obviously, Anton could do that, but I'm not going with Anton.
We already put Anton somewhere, too.
Well, you can put someone top and bottom. It's a common Tron Ranks hack, actually. I'm trying to decide who I want to use for this one versus the other one. I'm going to use Priest. For a couple of reasons. One, like, we're close enough in age. He's only 1 year older, so we overlapped, like, 3 years in college. So, like, he got to experience and see some of the stuff that I did in college. Like, when I was a junior and he was a senior, we lived right across the hall from each other in our Zibs. That was awesome. So I think Priest could very easily be judgmental about my current experience, but definitely my college experience. He has been on podcasts. But I think I would care enough about Priest's opinion to try to change. So I think Priest for the bottom makes sense. For the current, I'm going to go with. I don't think any of these tribes are going to be good at this, honestly. That's the problem. I'm definitely not going CB. He's definitely not empathetic or kind enough in my mind. I'm going to go Noah. I don't have him.
I think it'll be Noah because he can use himself as the example of like, look what you've done to someone. Look at the life he's living because of you.
Is that fair? Is Noah living his life because of me? He is. Okay, that's fair.
I think it's an inspired pick as a result.
So thank you for justifying why I'm going Noah. The only one I felt good about was Priest. I'm sort of really scratching there too. I'm gonna go Yoni at the end. I guess like similar Ed characteristics. If I need someone at the end of my life to show me everything I did wrong and let me not get to that point, it'll be Yoni. He's ahead of me in life by like multiple life points. So he'll live it all first and. I guess I'll have to trust him on what's right and what's not. So I'll go Priest into Noah into Yoni. Those are my Ghosts of Christmas timelines.
Solid. Well done.
All right, Chops. We have successfully podcasted. I am going to crush you in the finals, both this week and next week in the 2 week finals. I'm excited to think about my punishment. I'm not only going to punish the last place Chump loser, I'm also going to punish you for losing the championship. I'm amending the rules, so get ready for this shit.
Sure, you do whatever you say you want to do. I'm sure we'll all respect it.
I will do all those things. I will see you at Wildwood this summer. I cannot wait. Tell Michelle that I say hi and she should come to Wildwood too.
Okay, I'll tell her.
All right, see ya.
Thanks, Narf. Bye.
Narf out. Champion.